This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? Would J.J. Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation, Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute, Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat, Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on than Mason and Margella.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby. This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas. I'm your host, Rocky. Joining me today on today's show is Big Shot.
What's up?
What's going on, man? And Mr. 315.
315.
How are y'all doing? How is it? Beautiful day here Thursday afternoon in Charlotte, NC.
Live from the Arrowpoint 2 building off Arrowwood Road in Charlotte, North Carolina.
And if you're listening to us, you can give us a call at the school or at our phone number and be on the show.
919-943-2044. I give this number all the freaking time. I don't ever receive any calls. Somebody call me.
The other thing, you could go to Facebook page and post it.
I should do that, shouldn't I?
Yeah. But today we got a great show. We're going to talk a lot about NFL. Early games, we'll preview the Panthers game Monday night. But first, do I want to share this now? Yeah, why not? Rumors swirling about alleged affair between Kim Kardashian and Raiders punter Marquette King.
R.I.P.
Marquette King, man.
R.I.P. to Marquette King's career.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it already showed last Thursday against the Chiefs. After his little celebration, his flaunting, he out punts his coverage, and then he can't tackle because he's a punter, not a football player. A punter.
He's a football player. I love this.
He didn't look like a football
punter.
Player when Tyreek Hill ran right by him. He looked like a punter with the whiff.
This is my favorite.
And Travis
punter
Kelce giving him the B in this. And then he can't hold the extra point. Oh, it goes through his hands, and he thought he could run a little bit. No, he got walked down by D lineman.
But I do like the clap back on Twitter from Marquette. Marquette King. I like his clap back on Kelce on Twitter, though.
And, dude, if you're messing around with Kim Kardashian, you better watch out. You know Kanye is friends with the president. They going to whack you. They going to take you out. You better watch your back.
Oh, yeah.
He's not friends with Trump.
Yes, he is. They were just buddy-buddy chum-chum together yesterday. Pitches and everything.
It was before the Ray Lewis, Jim Brown meeting. He was with Kanye earlier that morning.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I know Jim Brown and Ray Lewis were there. So
Kanye was there earlier that morning.
I'm just here for a photo.
Yeah.
Grinning.
Yeah, did you see that?
Photo op.
Let me see if I can find that.
Let's get into this week's Week 15 preview. Panthers at Redskins. Who's your X factor and who wins the game? Norman Bowl.
The Norman Bowl.
X Norman Campbell.
For us is who it is every week. Our quarterback. Well, he played like crap when we won last week. I guess it's our defense. Can we not allow 50 points and 400 yards passing to Kirk Cousins?
James Bradbury?
The whole defense. The whole defensive line. They're going to have to get some pressure. They're going to have to stop Robert Kelly. Don't let R. Kelly get through them seams when he starts his ignition and runs for you because his body is calling the end zone. No.
The only time R. Kelly gets through seams is when they're 15.
And sometimes he can't even do that.
Ooh.
Nah, let's stop taking shots at R. Kelly. This R. Kelly trying to whiz on the Panthers. The X factor is the Panthers' defensive line. We have to get pressure up front so we can make plays and stop an offense. Act like we want to stop an offense anyway. I think it's going to be high scoring. It should be a fun game. I'm looking forward to it.
Now, Cousins doesn't have good games against the Panthers. You remember last year?
I remember last year.
Yeah.
But that was last year. We can't stop talking. We got to stop talking about last year because this ain't last year. Not even close.
True.
But like I say every week, I don't pick against my team, even though times I want to pick against them. So I'm going to take Carolina again, 38-34.
I'm going to go Redskins 31-17. Redskins have to win this game just to stay in playoff contention. I think they're the more desperate team. They're at home. Did Cousins have a good game? I can't remember if Cousins
had. No, he had a decent game. He had late touchdown pass. He had a decent game.
So he's probably due for a little bit better game this game. 31-17, just because the Redskins are probably the more desperate team and they're still in the playoff hunt.
I'm going to go to the Redskins, and I want to go with Josh Norman to have at least one pick six. He will have a pick six against Cam, I bet you. I bet you on that one. And the Redskins need the game, like you said. And I think the Panthers are looking ahead to next week because the Falcons at home next week. And I think they're trying to look ahead to knock the Falcons out of the playoffs next week.
So I'm going to – How is Washington a 6.5-point favorite? What?
Because Washington's 7-5-1 and Carolina's 5-8.
That's the Packers have nothing to do with it.
That does have a lot to do.
Sucks.
They do, but Panther defense ain't much better, dude.
The over-under is 50.5.
I would go with over 50.5. But I'll go with the Redskins. I think they win by 2 touchdowns.
It's not going to be that bad. It says 38 degrees, so just make sure you got a coat.
Oh, yeah. I'm bringing my coat. Trust me. Moving on from the Panthers.
Oh, yeah. You're going to that game.
Yeah, I'll be there.
That's right.
Me and the family will be there for that game, so we'll see. Wearing my Cowboys outfit, so I'm good.
In Washington. Oh, boy.
Nah.
They'll be like, dude, you're at the wrong game.
I'll be like, dude, y'all are still losing. All right. You know, going to the Hornets last week, they were Friday home to the Magic. They won 109-88. Hey, that was a great win. That was the only win of the week. Then Saturday, they lost to the Cavs, 116-105.
Not surprised.
Nope. Monday, they got blown out at the Pacers, 110-94. And Wednesday, at the Wizards, 109-106.
And Kemba had a chance to tie the game after a missed three from Batum.
In and out.
Rolled around.
In and out.
I saw that. It's like they couldn't get over the hump. They played tight. They got it in the one, got it to two, just could not find a way to get the lead. If they could have found a way to get the lead, they could have won that game last night. But John Wall does what he does every night, 24, 10 assists. Just put it on us, a couple huge hoops at the end of the game to help seal the get win for the Wizards. It's tough right now. It's tough right now. No Jeremy Lamb last night. Like, Jeremy Lamb is – he's Houdini. Some nights he's here, and some nights he disappears.
The only good thing right now is the Hawks are 2-8 in the last 10 games.
That's the Dwight Howard effect.
Yeah. The Wizards starting to come around, so is Orlando.
So are the Pacers.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about
our division.
In the last 10, they're 6-4. If you look at the conference, the Hornets are fourth.
Everybody's within one or two games of each other.
They're fifth. Yeah, they're all within – I mean, they're a game behind Chicago. Now, if they win the division, do they move up? No, they go ranking, right?
They just do by record no more.
So they would be fifth in playoffs and open up against Chicago if the playoffs started today.
Like Cleveland and Toronto are head and shoulders above everybody else in the East.
Right.
And everybody else is just trying to fit in where they fit in.
Yeah, you got New York through Atlanta.
We have
pretty much 500.
We have Reggie Jackson, a.k.a. Bobby Shmurda, back. So we'll be getting it together soon. Where are we at? Seventh right now?
Seventh.
Mm.
So you will open up Detroit. Indiana will have Cleveland if it started today.
We'd have Toronto, right?
Yes, you have the Raptors, and Cleveland will have the Pacers. And you'll see some changes. I mean, I'm sure it'll flip-flop some.
You'll see something tonight. The Knicks are going to take a step down.
I don't know. Who do they play?
Golden State.
They might win that game. Porzingis. The Unicorn might win.
Okay.
Unicorn might win that game.
Golden State has nights where if they ain't shooting well,
Yeah. Man, they ain't making it three. They're in trouble.
They struggled against the Pels for a while the other night.
Still the Knicks. The Knicks going to be the Knicks.
The Knicks have won a few in a
The Knicks are going to nick tonight.
We'll talk about it. The Hornets, though, this week, Friday at Boston, Saturday at Atlanta, and Tuesday home to the Lakers. How they do?
3-0, baby. Boston is struggling.
You said 3-0?
Yeah, they're struggling to get work Al Horford in. Isaiah Thomas is hurting right now. So they're struggling a little bit. Atlanta, like you said, they 2-8 in their last 10. They are really struggling. They missed Jeff Teague. Like, Jeff Teague scoring was huge for that team that doesn't have a lot of scores.
They miss Al Horford.
They miss him, too.
I think they miss him more than Teague.
Because Al Horford helped spread the floor, gave more room for Paul Millsap.
Defense.
All Dwight Howard is doing is blocking up the paint, making it hard to operate down there.
Because if you go, Horford and Millsap really ran off each other. They were really they had good chemistry, and now you add Howard.
A non-offensive player in Dwight Howard, who they aren't scared of, they aren't even trying. No team is trying to guard Dwight Howard. They could care less. I don't know what happened. Why they decided to go after Dwight Howard
or
and not keep Al Horford.
Who will you take right now more, Dwight Howard or Roy Hibbert?
Dwight Howard.
Roy Hibbert, because really? Roy Hibbert is dirt cheap.
Really?
You say
Howard or Hibbert?
What are we talking, skills?
No, contract, money? If you could take one player right now, whatever, one player, who's the one player you would take?
Oh, I'll take Dwight over Hibbert.
Dwight over Hibbert?
Yeah.
I would actually take Hibbert over. Believe it or not, I would take Hibbert over.
At least.
Because of the contract.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't know what we're basing off of.
Okay, we'll say contract and everything.
Contract. Hibbert, he's cheaper. Right. Yeah, absolutely.
These two centers, man, you talking about most disappointing.
Yep.
I think they're two of the most disappointing players.
Well, one isn't making $23 million this season. Woo!
But we knew he was going to make that money because somebody's going to sign him to a contract and he wasn't worth it. But we knew somebody was going to throw a contract.
Somebody was going to be foolish.
But, I mean, these two, man, they're 7 feet tall.
I thought it'd be Orlando. Out of all the teams, I thought it'd be Orlando that would throw the money at him. Yep.
No, I thought Atlanta because he's from Atlanta, so I figure Atlanta was going to throw the money at him.
Orlando tried to throw the money at him 6 years ago. He didn't want Orlando, so why try now?
Can you imagine? I'm glad that we
didn't
sign
That's the only team I
could have
thought about, though. I mean, I didn't see anybody else.
There were talks that he was coming here.
There's a lot of talks he was coming to Charlotte. I'm so glad he did not.
We weren't going to give him $23 million anyway.
All right, so you think 3-0.
Oh, yeah.
Boston,
they should handle
Hawks,
the Lakers.
And Lakers.
Okay. The Lakers are free falling right now.
They'll go, I think, 2-1. I see 2-1.
1-2. They will beat Atlanta, I believe. They'll lose to Boston and the Lakers. I don't think they'll beat the Lakers. Lakers are playing good, man.
They've dropped a few, though.
They are struggling. D'Angelo Russell, I don't know what's going on with him.
He was hurt. He was out.
He had to get platelets or plasma injected into his knees. I think he's having the Brandon Roy issue, which is not a good thing.
He's lost 8 in a row, actually.
They got blown out a few.
They got whooped by Brooklyn. Brooklyn.
Yeah, Brooklyn beat them
last
night. Yeah.
Like, the Lakers are struggling, man.
They are.
Yeah,
they are
lost 8
and
in a row.
Beat up. They are beat up. They got a lot of injuries they're dealing with.
Right, I'll go 2-1 then. I'll change that.
Yeah, I think
2-1. I'll go 2-1. So, let's go
Hornets. And don't forget December 23rd. Nicholas Batum starting lineup action figure night. The first 7,500 fans through the door will receive one of those Nicholas Batum action figures. So make sure you get there early December 23rd.
I will. I'll be there. Also, that's Catholic Spirit Night, something like that.
Nice. That's next Friday. Next Friday. Yep. I can't believe it's almost Christmas Eve.
I know. New Year's, man, come around the corner. So, yeah, it's crazy. Let's move into top three, bottom three teams in NFL this week. Bottom three, of course, we're leaving out the Brownies and the Jags. Are we leaving the Browns, Jags, and 49ers out?
Yes. Okay. And I'll leave the Rams out, too, man.
No, Rams got three. They got four wins, man. You can't leave the Rams out.
Got more wins than the Bears.
Yeah,
I gotta lead the Rams out because we already.
Okay, what's the use of doing bottom three then? Who else you want me to put in the list? You want me to put all right, let me see. The Jets. We're gonna add them in there too.
Yeah, don't put this.
So all right, tell me the rules of this then. How you want to do it?
These are my self rules right here. Like I'm not.
Well, no, you can't make rules up for the game. Self rules. It says top three, bottom three, not okay. bottom three of the worst three.
So who are we excluding? We're
I don't know. I'm trying to get out of here and see which ones we're excluding.
Cleveland, we can exclude. Just exclude Cleveland.
So no, okay, no Cleveland.
So everybody else is.
Everybody
in?
Else is fair.
Game. Everybody's fair. Okay. Right. Okay.
All right. Who's bottom three then? If you want to do it that way, that's fine. But you know.
Bottom three. Let's go with the Houston Texans. I know they won, but they still
suck.
They're
in first, man.
Osweiler, man, right. He's terrible. We know he's terrible.
You know I know he's terrible.
Oh, yeah.
The 49ers, since they fair game again, we're going to throw y'all in there. Y'all blew a 17-point lead to Bryce Petty and the New York Jets at home. Chip Kelly, you suck. You need to go. And finally, let's add. The Buffalo Bills. No one sucks more than the Buffalo Bills. 236 yards on the ground to one player, 300 yards total from the line of scrimmage for one player, and your head coach and your DC came from a defensive guy.
They're defensive guys.
Y'all suck.
That's the reason they're getting fired.
That's my bottom three, man.
Right. Who you got?
My bottom three, Jets, Jags, and 49ers.
Jets, Jags, and 49ers.
Them damn Jaguars, man.
Disappointing. So disappointing.
I'm telling you, it's a huge disappointment. They just look so bad.
I had them contending for that division this year, probably even winning it.
I had them contending for the AFC. So I'll go the same, basically, pretty much. Jags, Jets, lose on the 49ers. Yeah. Beating the 49ers, you still suck, man. Matt Forte is now hurt. Powell will probably be playing the rest of the season. Then 49ers too easy. I got to put the Rams, man. I mean, you got waxed by the Falcons. You didn't just get beat. You got waxed.
Can't let them off
42 to 14. And then you fire your head coach on a short week where you play the Seahawks, who he actually has beaten three times.
That's a good point.
In the last three games, he's beat them.
That's a good point.
And you fire him on a short week with a rookie, by the way, rookie quarterback.
Good boy.
Who looks lost.
Yeah.
He looks absolutely lost.
Oh, I'm sorry. And I'm going to take that beat now because I did. I was the one who picked the Rams.
You did pick the Rams to beat the Falcons. Yeah, I thought about it when I saw the score. I was like, I know somebody did.
Like, why would you ever pick the Rams?
Hey, I picked the Browns, so I'll go with that.
Because you know what's funny that you say that? They're going to need Jeff Fisher tonight. they're gonna miss Jeff Fisher tonight.
Actually, no.
Weird
you know
as that sounds,
I can see them, and we'll talk about it here in a minute. But I can see them win this game.
I can see them rallying up
for the
fired the coach and winning the game.
The coach they never played for.
But that's the reason they would get up. Who's your top three?
New England. Even though they lost Sunday, I still like Dallas because they still have the most dominant running game in the league. And let's go Kansas City, man. Kansas City is finding ways to win in every facet of the game. They probably have the best special teams in the league. Tyreek Hill is a game changer for them. So those are my top three. All
right.
My usual top three from week to week is usually the Cowboys, Patriots, and Seattle. But I'm going to switch it up just a little bit. I still got the Cowboys and Patriots. But my third team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I can see that. Their defense has been playing great.
They've been playing great. Good. They won five straight. They haven't done that in 12 years.
Yep.
Sunday night against Dallas, they'll be playing their first meaningful game in about 12, 13 years.
See how real they are?
Yeah, we're going to see. So right now, Tampa Bay is probably my third best team.
I'll go with
for
New
this
England.
Week. For this week.
All right. I'll go with New England. I'm going to go as number one this week. I'll go Dallas too, but a lot's not being said about what the Cowboys did on defense against the Giants. You can say it's cold. You can say whatever. They forced a turnover. They should have had two more picks by Eli. The defense played really, really good without.
And Eli played horrible, too.
No, he did play horrible, but we played really good on defense. We only allowed 3 points going into the third quarter, And then Beckham made a good play on the ball, and that's it.
That's all he had to do.
Yeah, that was. I mean, but they didn't do anything to that point in the game. So, you know, I'm going to say Dallas number two, and then three, I'll go Kansas City. Like you said already, Kansas City scoring in every single way you can.
Yeah.
And their defense is unbelievable. It's going to be interesting to see how good they are this week without Derek Johnson.
Yeah, it was hard because Kansas City was up there with me, too. I actually picked them to win the division.
I got them winning the AFC. I still think it will be either Kansas City, New England against Dallas Super Bowl.
You think?
I think maybe the Chiefs, though.
You think Kansas City can win in New England if it came to that?
Yes, because of defense.
Noodle arm?
I think Noodle arm can pull as much junk as I talk about Noodle arm, I think he could win. I think they could get the Super Bowl with Noodle arm.
Without Rob Gronkowski this year, man, it makes it a lot easier for them to defend.
You know, Kansas – listen, one thing, if you look at the league right now, there's two teams that are getting a path to the Super Bowl, in my opinion. One's the Dallas Cowboys. You look in NFC, Matt Stafford hurt. All right, he's hurt. You don't know how he's going to be. Look at the rest of the NFC. Look at Seattle. Earl Thomas goes out. There's another team that's probably slide out. Atlanta is still going strong, but look at the defense. Do you trust their defense? Do y'all realize NFC could go through Detroit?
That would be crazy.
The number one seed in the NFC could be Detroit Lions. That is crazy. That's insane.
There was one time they were the number two overall seed. They just lost to Washington in the NFC Championship.
But, game. I mean, I can't imagine it. But Dallas, if you look at the rest of the teams, do you really trust the Giants' defense over the top? Defense line is strong, but, you know, the secondary – you know, last week we didn't try to really test them. Washington's defense, do you really trust?
With the G-men, we know it's all about one person when the playoffs start, and that's number 10.
Yep.
Like, he flips that switch.
But, I mean, really, you look at the NFC, it is Dallas's path to the Super Bowl. If, you know, I mean, because a lot of Green Bay, you're not sure about. One week look great, next week look bad on defense.
They are so Jekyll and Hyde.
Tampa Bay looks strong, but do you trust Tampa Bay on offense and defense right now to make that step? We don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll see Sunday. Right. Sunday's going to tell me
a lot. It'll tell you a lot. But my point is, you look at the NFC, a lot of these teams have took – I mean, with Stafford being hurt, I think that hurts them a lot.
Yeah,
If you look at the Seattle Seahawks, they ain't the same without Earl Thomas. I don't care what anybody says. They ain't the same defense.
No.
They got blown out by Green Bay. Come on.
I think that was more – with that game, I think in Seattle's defense, I think that was more of a weather game for them.
I don't think you can really blame 38-10 getting throttled by Green Bay, who he's been horrible on defense.
But you know what? Yeah, I think it was
play in cold weather.
Russell,
they're used to it.
Not those type of elements.
Well,
not Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Used to the weather and everything, man.
Russell Wilson rarely gets blown out like
that. But my point of the whole situation is a lot of these teams have taken bad breaks right now.
Yeah, yeah.
The Cowboys really are the only one that hasn't. In AFC, look at AFC. Patriots lose Gronkowski. Look at the Steelers, but do you trust the Steelers' defense?
Not their defense, no.
Do you trust anybody in AFC South? Nope. The only other team in the West, the Oakland Raiders. And do you trust them? So, Kansas City's got a path to the Super Bowl.
Last week, what cost them? A freaking penalty. The most penalized team in the league. I told you that was what was going to cost them.
The Raiders,
that's exactly what cost them.
Yeah, but we'll see what happens, man. It's going to be an interesting playoffs, that's for sure, this year. I think it can be wide open. But
and that's why the NFL is the most loved league, because you just don't know.
Yeah. You got a team like the Giants who snuck in the back door twice and won a Super Bowl.
This is a year I could see Green Bay sneaking in as a fifth or sixth and make a run.
Like they did for Super Bowl 45.
Because you look at them last week, that was a big statement win. I mean, even whatever the weather was, it was still a big win. All right, you're listening to BSS Carolinas. When we come back, we'll get into our hit 'ems of the week and then start breaking down week 15 in the NFL.